So in 9 days' time, there is an important anniversary. I don't want to correct you, but I have to correct you. It's not Ambedkar Jayanti, which is the anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar's birth. It's the anniversary of the great mass conversion, Dhamma Diksha Day. It's or also Ashok Vijaya Dajni Day, they call it, because it's also said to be the time of the conversion of Emperor Ashoka. But it's the anniversary of the great mass conversion. They call it, in fact, in India, Dhamma Chakra Pravartan Din. That's what they call it. And it's the 45th anniversary of this mass conversion to Buddhism of some 400,000 people. That was the initial number in the first great conversion. And they were converted to Buddhism by Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar. His followers call him Baba Saheb, a term of great affection and respect. And the conversion took place in Nagpur on a patch of land now universally known as the Dikshabhumi, the initiation or the conversion ground. And this conversion was an extraordinary moment, not just for Dr. Ambedkar, not just for his followers, but I would also say for Buddhism, for India, for the world, in fact, for that matter. It was one of those events where a great turning around took place, where history took a new direction. The Marathi word for conversion means a turning around. What took place was a revolution, a Dhamma revolution. The great mass conversion, as it's sometimes called, and the whole movement of conversion that ran throughout the late 1950s and the early 1960s, I think I can say was an epoch-making event, or a series of epoch-making events. First of all, we have to observe that Buddhism had effectively been dead in India for at least 1,000 years, destroyed by a combination of Brahmanism and Muslim invasion. What you had before the Great Conversion was really just the remains of the Buddhist holy places and various archaeological sites. And you had a few mainly foreign Buddhists practicing in India. It was true, there were pockets of Indian Buddhists that went back to the great period of Buddhist history, but they weren't particularly active and were a real minority. It was known, of course, it started to come to be known as well in literature, mostly through the work of great British Orientalists and with the translations into English of Pali and Sanskrit texts. But Dr. Ambedkar brought Buddhism back as a vital living force. He brought Buddhism back as a vital living force right into the heart of modern India. That was his achievement. And for this reason, Sangharakshita believes that Dr. Ambedkar did more for the promotion of Buddhism than any other Indian since the Emperor Ashoka. It's an incredible thing to say, actually. When was Ashoka? When did Ashoka live? Anybody tell me? Right, thank you. So it's a very long time between what Emperor Ashoka's achievement was to disseminate Buddhism and what Dr. Ambedkar did. The interesting thing was as well, though, that Dr. Ambedkar was only a Buddhist for 7 weeks. In 7 weeks, he did that much for the propagation of Buddhism. By the time of his death, 750,000 people were Buddhist. And, you know, a whole train was set in motion for many more people to become Buddhists. So for Buddhism, it was, you know, a great event. For India, Dr. Ambedkar's conversion represented an extraordinary spiritual come social breakthrough. As I've said, a revolution. Not a violent revolution, a Dhamma revolution, a moral revolution, a peaceful revolution. For Dr. Ambedkar and his followers, conversion to Buddhism meant liberation. It meant freedom. liberation from the tyranny of caste. Not just the tyranny of caste, but from the stigma of untouchability. They not only became Buddhists, they rejected from their hearts and minds Hinduism and their designation as untouchable. Although there was no financial change in becoming Buddhists, and although many Hindus would still regard them as untouchable, and no matter that the Indian constitution had outlawed untouchability, by rejecting Hinduism and becoming Buddhists, they had changed. They had broken out. In the vows that Dr. Ambedkar gave after giving his followers himself the refuges and precepts, one of them runs, "I believe that I am experiencing a spiritual rebirth." Not so much a vow as an aspiration. "I believe that I am experiencing a spiritual rebirth." And that is certainly how Dr. Ambedkar himself felt. He said, "Today I feel liberated from hell. And I am so happy at this conversion." He was ecstatic at the conversion. And it was certainly how his followers felt. "I have met old people, men and women, who were converted either at Nagpur or in other places in those days. And they have told me how they felt. They said that they felt free. They felt strong. They felt confident. It didn't matter that the caste Hindus in their village boycotted them for having the gall to convert to Buddhism. It didn't matter that the local shopkeepers barred them from buying food because of their conversion. It didn't matter because they felt free. In becoming Buddhists, they had taken their lives into their own hands. They had broken out of the prison that Hinduism had made for them. They had gained dignity and self-respect.